This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's been a through line in this election campaign and in the economy, really, for the past year or so, about income inequality, the 1%, the 99%, the 47% as well. But if you drive 3 hours or so north of New York City, outside Albany, you'll find the place the U.S. Census Bureau says is the most equal place in the country. We sent Tracy Samuelson to see what that looks like.
I'm Mrs. Dickman.
In 1967, Joanne and Fred Dickman moved to a traditional white colonial in Country Knolls.
It had a lot of couples with young children, just the ages that we were, about the same places in our life, career-wise and so forth. And that's the kind of neighborhood that we wanted.
They bought the house with a handshake and a refundable $100 deposit from a developer named Robert Van Patten. And if there's one person responsible for all the equality today in Country Knolls, it's him. Back when he began developing this neighborhood in 1964, he built homes that were all the same five models, three long low ranches and two colonials.
We are clearly in the burbs.
Stephen Schmidt is a professor of economics at nearby Union College, a small liberal arts school. He's also my navigator as we drive through the winding wooded streets of Country Knolls.
You notice a certain sameness about the housing stock? That creates a certain sameness of the people who move into them. They have enough money to afford these houses, but not enough money to go to something snazzier.
The median household income in Country Knolls is $107,000 a year. Not one family here lives below the poverty line, but for the most part, the super rich don't live here either. So, who does live here?
You like dogs?
Okay.
Lainey, wait. Sit. Come on in.
Dawn Coletta and her family moved to Country Knolls in early 2011, to a colonial that's twice the size of their old house on Long Island. When I asked to interview her for this story, she did a little Googling before we spoke.
Well, I told my husband the income that I saw, it was like $107,000. We're under that. So he goes, well, I guess we're under average, you know, so.
This fall, Coletta started driving a public school bus, which will bump her family's income to match that of her neighbors. Her husband makes $90,000 a year as a repairman for Verizon. Her neighbor also worked for Verizon and is now retired.
Isn't it just funny? I go, oh, we really are like Stepford wives. Yeah, everybody's the same.
Coletta says that as a joke, but Country Knolls residents have some pretty striking similarities that go beyond just income. About 95% are white, 77% are married, nearly 98% own their own homes. Those stats might strike you as unusual, but folks here don't really see it that way.
So you keep joking about that. Do you feel like everyone's kind of the same, or?
No. There's older couple across the street, then there's people with little ones. So it's all different, but it's just funny how our backgrounds are all, the same.
I asked pretty much everyone I met in Country Knolls if they think they missed out on anything by living and raising children in a place with so much sameness. And they all said basically, no. They wouldn't trade the good schools or the character of the neighborhood. There's space to breathe here. In Country Knolls, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.